Joining me now live on the big show is Zach Phillips, the founder of Roller Soccer, and check him out, rollersoccer.com. Mr. Phillips, how are you today?
All right, what's up?
Chilling, man, chilling with a couple fly ladies, you know, trying to keep it real here in New York City.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Who am I right now, John? What is this voice I'm
doing? Do we have to talk like that?
Do your roller soccer voice.
What's up?
Who's roller soccer voice?
I'm trying to be like cool, man, like a roller soccer player would be. I think you guys must be cool.
Oh, yeah, we're way cool, man.
How long have you been playing roller soccer? And you got to describe exactly what is roller soccer.
Well, it was December 95 when I came up with the idea, which we used to skate around in Golden Gate Park and kick a pine cone around on our skates. And one day, a soccer ball rolled out to me, and I kicked it, and I realized it was much better than a pine cone. And then it just started to go from there. And since then, I've been to 20 countries promoting the sport, and it's growing all over the place.
Wow.
So it's soccer played on skates. The best place to play is like a roller hockey rink. Mm-hmm. So it's like 5-on-5.
Can you ever kick the ball? How do you kick it? Do you ever kick it with your toe or like just
on
the side?
Just like soccer, the inside of your foot is the easiest way to kick it and the most accurate.
Yeah, but you can't get underneath the ball if you're on wheels, though, can you?
It's a little more difficult. Mm-hmm. But you just, you have to kind of angle your foot the right way and get under the ball. The biggest key for somebody who's starting out is to lean their weight forward a little bit. If they stand up too straight and kick, they'll fall back on their butt. But they learn that pretty quick. But, it takes a little practice to be able to get under the ball and pop it up. But there's a lot of people that can do it.
Do you guys have fans?
What's that?
Do you have fans, like big fans?
Yeah, we have some pretty good fans. I can hardly hear you, though.
Oh, yeah, that microphone doesn't always work when we're on the phone. Bernadette's
mic. How about this one? Come over to
this
one.
Can you hear this girl, Bernadette?
Yeah, that sounds better.
Do you guys have fans?
Yeah, we have fans. Actually, we play outdoors sometimes, and there's people just walking by, tourists, and, they just have to stop and check it out because they can't believe what's going on. So.
Do you get a lot of groupies? Do you get the chicks with the roller soccer?
Well, we actually get chicks to play.
I like your
you what? You, oh, you ask them to play?
Well, either we ask them or they just come out and play.
How many people out there in the world would you estimate currently play roller soccer?
I'd say about at least 10,000.
At least 10,000? John, do you believe him? Not everybody.
I would think the number would be 20,000.
20,000? Why would you think that would be the number?
He's been all over the world.
10,000 people.
Zach Phillips, relentless promoter.
Zach Phillips, do you think a lot of it has to do with your hair?
Well, that definitely gets some recognition. Mm-hmm. My hair wouldn't make a stupid sport grow. So,
right. Zach Phillips, for those you've never seen him before, as patterns his sort of bald head after a soccer ball. You keep some hair in, right, with the color of a soccer ball?
Right, just like a soccer ball, traditionally the dark patches are the pentagons and the light patches are the hexagons. My dark patches have hair and the rest is shaved. So,
look at this website. Two great sports in one. More goals than goats? I can't even read today.
No goats, sorry.
More goals than skating, more speed than soccer. All the excitement of both.
Yeah.
Did you write that copy? Was that you? Did you create this whole website for you guys?
We collaborated.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we have an announcement, too, actually, on your show.
This is great. John, roll tape on this one, buddy.
I just talked to my TV production consultant. Their name's TalentWorks. They're actually instrumental in bringing that BattleBots to TV.
The girls love BattleBots.
Love BattleBots.
Yeah. So,
what is BattleBots?
These guys, we filmed a promo with them, and they're shopping around the networks, and we've got a lot of interest from the networks. So we're asking everybody to send us videotapes and show us what you got. And we're going to pick the best people and get them in a televised tournament.
Get out of here, really? So you want people to send in videotapes of them playing soccer on rollerblades?
That's it.
Can I send you a videotape even though I don't know how to play soccer or rollerblades?
Sure, you can send me a videotape anytime.
Where do we send
that? I have a lot of enthusiasm.
She does.
Well, we might need you as a cheerleader or a coach.
I'm good at that. I'm good at the cheering.
Okay.
I'm uncoordinated. so you don't want me on your team.
Listen, if that roller hockey, which is the most boring sport ever to watch on TV, if that can make it on ESPN2, then roller soccer should be able to make it.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I mean, it's just like you read the copy. It does make soccer faster, and there's more scoring. And
you ever heard of roller basketball? I'm a reigning world champion. Actually, no, I won it 2 years ago. I won the world championships for roller basketball.
I have heard of roller basketball. I've actually played it. And I know Tom, the guy that started it.
So. Tom Lagarde, the commissioner, correct?
Tom Lagarde.
Yeah, the legend.
Bernie plays roller foosball.
Is that true?
Yeah. Roller
really
foosball.
Good at roller foosball.
Well, Mr. Phillips, that's very exciting about your new sport. What else do you do to, maintain a life in addition to your career as a CEO of this company?
Let me just follow up before. If anybody wants to send in a videotape, the address is P.O. Box 423318, San Francisco, California, 94142. Or they can, go to the website for more info, rollersoccer.com.
Steve thinks this is, we have an emailer in Atlanta who says, this has got to be more exciting than the fucking XFL. Sounds difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, but there's not many things that are fun and easy, so.
Do you go everywhere with the head shaped like the soccer ball like that?
Yeah, it's always shaped like a soccer ball, and I've done some promotional stuff for Major League Soccer and for the new Women's Pro League. So.
Aren't you worried that someone is going to mistake your head for a soccer ball and kick you?
Well, it's been since September 96, actually. And I've been, like I said, to 20 countries, and I've never got kicked in the head yet. So.
Very good. Mr. Phillips, best of luck with your sport. The website is rollersoccer.com. Keep us posted if you play here in the East Coast, all right?
Okay, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Anytime, my man.
And everybody out there, send in your tapes.
Woo!
Yeah. All right.
We'll be sending them in.
We're
Thank
right
you, Zach.
Take care.